Lesson 9, Template for a Prince. This lesson begins on page 57 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. The prophecies of the coming of Messiah reflected the arrival of salvation. It came down to man from God, through the physical birth of his anointed Savior. That Savior is Jesus Christ. His mission, to die for the whole of mankind's sins, which he willingly accomplished. His physical death was payment to God to cover over man's sin. It was through his precious spilled blood which purchased our redemption. The prophecies of the coming Antichrist are essentially the same. Instead of salvation, they reflect the arrival of man's damnation. Rather than the arrival of redemption, I refer to it as the birth of evil. Rather than embracing deliverance from sin, Satan is plotting man's demise and working to secure his eternal death. The man known as the Antichrist is by definition a counterfeit of Christ himself. Satan is going to attempt to fool the entire world by telling everyone that the Antichrist is the incarnation of the Messiah. And, rather surprisingly, most people are going to believe it. But, rather than lead mankind to blessed deliverance, he will instead lead them to perpetual torment. But, before the prophecy predicting the Antichrist's inauguration is discussed, I want to cover the formal arrival of the one the Antichrist will be trying to impersonate, Jesus Christ. Once more, God skillfully used the life of Christ as a template to reveal to us the actions of the evil one, thousands of years before he would arrive on the earthly scene. Going back to the main prophecy concerning the coming of the Messiah, we see that it can be tied to an actual, historically viable date. This is important. Other prophecies, such as the Messiah would be born of a virgin, do not allow for a specific date to be established. That explains perfectly why the prophet Daniel in chapter 9, verse 25, was given the following prophecy. 1. So you are to know and discern, that 2. From the issuing of a decree, 3. To restore and rebuild Jerusalem, 4. Until Messiah the Prince, 5. There will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, 6. It will be built again, with plaza and moat, 7. Even during times of distress. It is recommended that you study the verse located on page 58. Note the location of the highlighted numbers. These break the verse down into thoughts. This verse contains 7 thoughts, all of which will be broken down in follow-on lessons. For now, focus on the thoughts 2 and 3. Therefore, we are seeking a decree which would permit the rebuilding and restoration of Jerusalem, as stated in thought 6. The decree was rendered by a king named Artaxerxes, long Germanus. He issued it on behalf of the prophet Nehemiah's request. Nehemiah was a Hebrew prophet, who's among the last of the Old Testament prophets to appear. His book is considered to have been the final book written in that volume. He's the central figure of the book bearing his name, which describes his work rebuilding Jerusalem during the time of the Second Temple. He was governor of Judah under King Artaxerxes I. He lived in the 5th century BC. As a young man, he could have known the prophet Daniel, but there's no indication that they ever met. His job at the beginning of his book was the royal cupbearer for King Artaxerxes. The story begins with Nehemiah, which means Yahweh comforts in Hebrew, inquiring of some men who'd recently come from Jerusalem about the status of the city. Their reply was, "The remnant there in the province, who survived the captivity, are now in great distress and disgrace. The walls of Jerusalem are broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire." Footnote number 55. Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. This greatly upset Nehemiah, and he wept and mourned for days. He was fasting and praying before God. He acknowledged that the Jews to that point had been acting corruptly by not keeping the statutes, ordinances, and commandments as spoken by Moses. But he then implored God to honor his previous promise. Footnote number 56. Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. God promised the Jews that when they returned to him, began keeping his commandments, and adhering to his statutes and ordinances, he would gather them back to the promised land and restore their nation. Footnote number 57. Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Nehemiah begged God to allow him to be successful in a bid to rebuild the city. And, when Nehemiah went before the king asking for help, that God would grant him compassion. Footnote number 58. Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 11. God did that, and more. Nehemiah continued to deliver wine to King Artaxerxes, and although he avoided appearing melancholy in his presence, God allowed the king to detect his sadness of heart. When asked what was wrong, Nehemiah explained the dire situation in Jerusalem. "What would you request of me?" Artaxerxes asked. Nehemiah replied, "Send me to Judah, the city of my fathers, that I may rebuild it." Footnote number 59. Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The king made Nehemiah a governor, gave him the necessary materials, and sent him on his way. Footnote number 60. Nehemiah, chapter 5, verse 14. "Moreover, from the day I was appointed governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year, to the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes, for 12 years." End of footnote. There is controversy over which decree Daniel was talking about. But, after reading the full text of Nehemiah's account, there can be no doubt. Nehemiah specifically mentions gates and walls, nearly 10 times. None of the other decrees refer to rebuilding the city. The decree by King Cyrus the Great gave the Jews their freedom to leave Babylon. The decree by Darius II gave permission to the Jews to rebuild their temple. The first decree by Artaxerxes permitted the Jews to return to following the laws of Moses. Thus, the only decree which called for the refurbishing of Jerusalem was the second Artaxerxes decree. This decree was issued in the 20th year of his reign, on the 5th of March of 444 BC. This was the edict which gave permission for Nehemiah, specifically, to go and rebuild the walls and gates of Jerusalem. This is the edict which was prophesied by Daniel regarding the arrival of the Messiah. Daniel was among the small group of captives taken from Judah back to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar after his first invasion in 606 BC. The prophet Daniel received the interpretation of a vision he had received from the archangel Gabriel. This was the same angel who would visit Mary and Elizabeth, over 600 years later, and given them prophecies of the Messiah. Gabriel told Moses that the Hebrew people had been allotted 70 weeks by God to accomplish a list of assorted activities which would affect both them and their holy city. Footnote number 61. Daniel, chapter 9, verse 24. 70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end to sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. End of footnote. This was a prophecy that encapsulated nearly everything which was going to happen to the Jews from that point until the very end of time. There would be 7 weeks and 62 weeks from rebuilding the city until Messiah the Prince was revealed, thoughts 4 and 5. After reading Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 and 25, you might have noticed that 70 weeks have been decreed in verse 24, whereas verse 25 uses 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Why the difference? Well, again, God never does anything by accident. Daniel is highlighting that there will be three separate periods contained within the overall period of 70 weeks. Please review the graphic on page 62, showing the addition of the three prophetic periods, adding up to a total of 70 weeks. The breakdown of the three periods is as follows. Period number 1, this 7-week period, is the time from the issuing of the decree, until the city of Jerusalem rebuilding is complete. Period number 2, this 62-week period, starts when the reconstruction of Jerusalem is completed, until Messiah enters it. At the time Daniel made the prophecy, Jerusalem was still intact, so his prophecy was also an indirect warning to the Jews, that their beloved city would at some point be destroyed. When the decree by Artaxerxes was issued, just as Daniel predicted, the city was indeed in total ruin. The Artaxerxes decree was issued on March 5, 444 BC. Period number 3, this is the period known as the Tribulation. This is the duration of the 7-year peace deal, which will be initiated by the Antichrist. Do you see that Daniel's prophecy links the Christ to the Antichrist? Lesson 9, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, what is the purpose of having God pick an edict to signal the start of a prophesied duration of time? Question 2, who was Nehemiah? Use other resources to explain your answer. Question 3, what is the theme and message of the book of the Bible bearing Nehemiah's name? Question 4, discuss the meaning of the Artaxerxes edict. Describe how God used it to fulfill prophecy. When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 10, Weeks of Years. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the Chapter 2 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 10, Weeks of Years. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 10, labeled 2.10, Weeks of Years, to hear the next lesson.